Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world.
I want to address a big misconception today. And this is something that I see holding a lot of people back from their full potential and their full power as a spiritual being. And that is the idea that you're not good enough. The idea that you need spiritual and psychic gifts that are very active. This is completely wrong. This is also a very elitist idea because we all come from Creator. We're a fractal of Source. We are all an arm of God. And as an extension of the divine, we all have a unique purpose and a set of gifts. And we have all been given the same innate abilities. Moving through the spiritual realm is as natural to us as breathing. It's just that we are not taught how to do this from a young age and keep our third eye open. And what it instills in us, especially when you are looking on social media or you are exploring the spiritual community, let's say, you see this elitist idea that there are people who are gifted and others are not. This is completely false. This is a myth. You are born with innate abilities. They may be latent right now, but you can activate and train them. 99% of my students and apprentices come to me with zero experience and go on to be very, very competent healers and shamans. What this shows is that we have an innate potential. Again, if you're familiar with my work, you've heard this experiment many times, but I'm going to share it here again anyway. When psychic abilities were being tested in the military, they took on a group of psychics and started to test their abilities, but they also took on a control group of normal civilian people with no recorded psychic or spiritual awareness or gifts whatsoever. And those normal people outperformed the psychics. In those experiments, you couldn't get a more fact-based hard evidence for the fact that you have spiritual abilities, whether you want to believe it or not. If you have a fear of stepping into your full power, that's a different issue. But then I also really encourage you to listen until the end. Well, we have all been dealt a set of spiritual abilities. Why? Not as a cool party trick, but to perform a task, to execute a job that's been set aside for us because we as fractals of Source, we've all come into this life, this body with a job. Now, you may not be able to perceive the spiritual realm yet, but you're a physical being right now, but you're also an eternal spiritual being. And the world that you see around you is less than 0.00001% of what is out there energetically. The spirit realm is very densely populated all around us. You can feel it. You are affected by it. Everyone's affected by it, whether you can perceive it or not. But we all have the same set of innate abilities to move through that realm, but it's a muscle that we need to train, just like going to the gym. So what it comes down to is service, committing, and taking ownership of your gifts and starting somewhere with activating them from a very sovereign place. Now, in this purpose that we all have, this job that we are all here to do, a natural extension of activating your abilities, whether it's through journeying or something else, is spiritual battle. This may sound scary, but you came into the age of confusion and deception and war for a reason. It's because you're a very courageous soul. And we are in the age of spiritual battle. This is the most important time in history because every single being in the universe is invested in the outcome on Earth right now, because what happens here, what timeline we go on to, affects all other timelines and all other dimensions. So there is no more urgent and important time for you to start activating your abilities and to start taking full ownership of the spiritual authority that you do have. Because inevitably, when we start to move in the spiritual realm, in whatever way you choose to do so, you're going to end up engaging in spiritual battle. You already are right now, whether you are consciously aware of it or not. It's inevitable. And what I am here to do is help equip you through, first of all, becoming fully aware of what your spiritual rights are, what your spiritual authority is, but also what our duties and responsibilities are, the job that we came in to do. You vibrate at a specific frequency in relation to source that determines how you journey, how you see in the spirit realm, but also what your gifts are, what your exact abilities are, and what that job is that you're here to do. And I am here to help you claim that purpose, that you are here to basically go and show up for and receive. It's that easy because it's already been prepared for you. Now, with this job that we have, we need our spiritual gifts in order to actually do it, right? That's what they're for. It's not the other way around. So please don't go and wait and watch from the sidelines and buy into the deception that you're somehow not special enough or not gifted enough to do this, because you are a spiritual being already. You're in a spiritual realm operating already. Whether you're aware of it or not, you are participating in spiritual war already. And there is no neutral. We don't get to choose to not participate. It's either light or dark. And light, of course, is creator, source, consciousness, light. And the dark is really the absence of that. That's also why the dark just emulates source or creator's system of heaven. So we are really here meant to be light warriors and create heaven on earth, because we have been given dominion over the earth. The earth has been given to us. We're supposed to be stewards of it. We're supposed to keep it protected and safe, and we're supposed to remove strongholds. And it's not just a privilege, but one of our responsibilities is actually to heal other people and to perform miracles. And when you enter into this way of life, which is what the Essenes were all about, also wonder why the Essenes, the most enlightened, spiritual, beautiful community in history, was just writing about war all the time. It's because they really marked the beginning of the Kali Yuga, or the age of deception and confusion and war. And all of those writings, those ancient mystical texts, are warfare manuals. And once you know how to read them and use them, you will learn that there are weapons in the spiritual ready for us to take up and use to defeat this stronghold. So we don't need any experience to participate in this war, in this spiritual realm. We are meant to. And I've learned through my own training how we can actually recognize strongholds in our areas, just in the mundane, in the physical, because the physical is also the spiritual. They overlap, they're fully integrated. And what we do in the spiritual realm affects the physical and vice versa. So whatever approach you take, I take a two-prong approach. But when we go in with our full authority and our weapons, there are consequences. And we are doing the job that we are meant to be doing. And once you become more familiar and confident in this space through training and practice, you learn how incredibly effective you are as a spiritual warrior. And as a result, your gifts will activate too. What I need you to understand, whether you have your gifts active right now or not, is that you were created as a priesthood, just like the Essenes were. We all are. And with that comes a specific covering, which is actually like a garment through which we can recognize each other in the spiritual realm. Creator recognizes us. The enemy also recognizes us. And it says everything about our stance and our weapons and our abilities, and mostly the authority that we have. So the enemy is actually the one who needs to see it most. This covering is ready for us to pick up and claim. That's what it's for. It's needing us, and we need to stop wasting time because there really is no time, and we co-create the outcome. So when we start to live according to this priesthood, purification is a really important part of that, because the only reason that there are these strongholds on earth right now, and it's really the enemy's turf, is because we've used our free will to open doorways for these strongholds to come in. And what they actually do is keep records of what we do with our own free will. There is, of course, lots of manufacture consent and trickery through which these spirits come in. But humanity is also, let's say, sinning. That's where the concept comes from. It's we're doing lots of things that are against natural law and that have specific entity attachment to them. And because we are the inheritors of Earth, we have our free will. We can do that. But it really comes down to you standing up and saying, no, I don't want this in my area. And I'm going to use my spiritual authority to remove it. And this is where the magic happens, because you get the actual proof, the actual instant, immediate proof, and just miracles and rewards that I've seen from just literal signs and symbols and wonders from doing this is really defies your wildest expectations. And whether you are consciously going in to remove strongholds, or maybe you're on vacation and you are finding yourself in a place where you can make a big difference, your life is just going to become a chain of constant synchronicities that lead you exactly where you need to be to execute the actual job that you came here to do. It's so funny that with most of us, our day jobs are kind of what pays the rent. And then when we're on holiday or taking a break, that's where we do our actual job. So if you're ready to be of service, to feel the deepest possible sense of purpose every day, that's what this did for me. I've never just felt more of service and more useful than when I was engaging in spiritual battle. If you want to feel that way too, feel that sense of belonging, know that when you decide that you are going to take a step to claim and embody your full spiritual authority, all the beings rejoice and come to our aid and support us. And this is where you start to feel the deepest sense of fulfillment and belonging in this world. And instead of feeling very helpless with everything that's going on, especially with the effects of spiritual battle that we've seen in the last years, because everything that we see in the physical is a manifestation of what's happening spiritually. Instead of feeling helpless and like a bystander and you want to help but you don't know how, you're going to have the exact tools and authority to do so. And you'll see that you really matter. And there's no such thing as not being good enough, because your life, every thought, word, and action matters. And there is actually so much that you can do. I am offering a 2-month training, which is highly advanced. You will start to take full spiritual authority of your own life and the area where you are. And when we go out into the world with this training, you are going to make a huge difference and massive shifts for the collective too. And this is really, I believe, truly what Creator wants and needs us to do. This is really how we grow in our spiritual rank and our abilities, because we are really God's workmanship. And we do the job that's already been decided for us. But through discipline and showing up for it, that's where we start to hone and master that work, and Source meets us halfway. So if you feel ready to start to claim your full authority and go into the world and make a difference, and just show up and receive, then this is created for you. So the training consists of 8 live calls. It's all live. We are going to hold it over Zoom. The calls will be about 3 hours, and they will include journey work, a real initiation that we're going through, but also lots of training, coaching, lecture from me. It's going to be highly dynamic, so you will get lots of assignments and homework. And outside of the calls, we'll have a private Telegram group for daily support. You'll have lifetime access. It includes coaching calls, journey work, and I have made it so that anyone can join and there's no experience required at all. So we start with energetic purification. This is really important so that we start to close the doorways to entity attachment in our own life. This is really important for protection and also for efficacy, really, and being the most effective spiritual warrior that we can be. You'll learn the true way of these scenes. You will claim your full spiritual armor, rights, your position. You'll learn spiritual discernment and protection. You're going to learn the dominion of authority of the light and the dark systems, both on earth and in the spiritual. And for discernment, we'll also include symbolism class, a bit of demonology as well, and safe and effective use of our spiritual weapons. This is going to be you stepping into service like nothing else. You're going to be recognizing and removing strongholds and also just connecting with a group of beautiful servants of the Tree of Life and peaceful light warriors that we were all meant to be. And you're going to be creating miracles. So if you're ready, if this sounds like you, then I can't wait to take you on the most epic ride of your life. In my personal life, this has been the most, not just transformational, but also the most exciting thing that I've ever experienced. And I feel so excited that I get to share it with others. So I will see you in the next episode. Any questions, reach out. For all the details, head over to my website and don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions.